Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today. More with Colin Woodall as we talk about cool in just a moment.
Get more out of your day by parking further from the door, taking an extra lap around the store, or taking the stairs. Adults should get 30 minutes of physical activity each day to stay healthy. Learn how at ShapeYourFutureOK.com.
A healthy plate is a plate that's half full of fruits and vegetables. Power up with fresh, canned, or frozen fruits and veggies and make a healthy plate at every meal. Learn more at ShapeYourFutureOK.com.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep. Gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's a webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences. Solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
Dealing with the reality that we've got to do something about cool here in this country, as WTO has ruled against us again in the case that Canada and Mexico has brought. That's something that Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says it's high time that we get around to doing.
We are at some point, but to your earlier comment, we do expect the administration to appeal this WTO decision that came out in October. And just given the backup or backlog that we have at the WTO, it could be this time next year before we get that final decision, that final adjudication. At that point in time, then we will transition into retaliation. So we're looking at retaliation at the earliest, probably the first quarter of 2016. So unfortunately, I think until we get to that point, it's going to be hard to get some of the Senate Democrats and this administration to understand that they have to sit down and fix this, or if not, we're going to have an economic problem on our hands, because the retaliation is not just against beef, it's against a whole slew of products.
Clearly, the Republican majority, though, in the Senate does give you another bit of traction on this, right?
It does, but we have to remember that right now there are only 53 new Republican senators, and that's not going to be enough necessarily to put this over the top, because a lot of times it takes 60 senators in order to pass legislation. So we're still going to need some Democrats to step up and to help us prevent retaliation against not only beef, pork, and chicken, but also wine, fruits and vegetables, manufactured goods, furniture, and everything else. And I think it's those other goods that will ultimately help us get the attention of some of these Democrats and know that they need to step up.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. Now, it is likely that we won't know officially until sometime after the first of the year whether or not the Obama administration will actually take their final appeal, but it's almost certain that they will do so. Speaking of the Obama administration, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack continued to move quickly forward on his idea of a second beef checkoff. He's asking for comments between now and the 10th of December. Colin, are y'all looking at providing some comments?
We are considering that. Matter of fact, we are in the process of drafting our comments. It's important that we engage to show the Secretary that we're serious about trying to find a way to increase the beef checkoff. But unfortunately, his method is not the way that we think is best. By putting in place a duplicative beef checkoff, basically what he is doing is consolidating power in Washington, D.C., taking the power away from the Cattlemen's Beef Board, taking power away from the state beef councils, and by the statute passed in 1996 that provides the generic act, he could appoint anybody to that board. It doesn't even have to be producers. So that's a problem, in addition to the fact that there's going to be a lot of duplication. Whenever you have duplication, you're just wasting producer dollars.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.